let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John. Good to see you.
Greetings, my friend.
Yes, it's a very good, great day to be here. Today, we're going to get started talking about the ordeal of Joseph.
That's right. I think in our previous post of Joseph's the favorite.
Right.
Joseph the favorite. He certainly wasn't the favorite of his brothers.
Yes, as we find out, yeah.
As we find out, right?
Yeah.
Yes, in our last podcast, we found Joseph in a pit.
Right.
He was the favorite, the name of our previous post. Now we see that he is in the pit, right?
That's right.
Literally.
He's landed in the pit, yes.
Shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, up to this moment, the whole world was in his fingertips.
Yeah.
He had a silver spoon that he was born with, right?
That's right. And the bad thing was he really knew it. Yeah, I mean, he was the guy who
he just couldn't
keep it to himself.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm smarter than all of you guys. I'm better looking. I got the Technicolor dream coat.
Right.
Yes, all of those things. And he just couldn't keep it to himself. It's no wonder his brothers didn't like him.
Right. And on top of it, it was spiritual pride.
Yeah, yes.
Because he had these dreams.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right? And that's the worst kind of pride, because when you have spiritual pride, you don't see it.
Right. He couldn't keep that to himself either.
Yeah. Right. If you have other kinds of pride and arrogance, it's more observable. You can sort of know it, you know, but he's clueless.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the hardest thing to eradicate. And so actually the whole story just shows, as it unfolds, how this is eradicated out of him.
Yeah. I guess so, because he gets treated pretty badly.
Yeah.
And so that makes him really think about who am I and what am I doing? Yeah.
And the old adage, when God means to build high, he has to dig deep.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here.
Get that foundation going.
Yeah. Got to get a big foundation.
Yeah.
So we see this interesting dynamics of the brothers. Reuben is the firstborn. He doesn't want to kill him, but no one listens to him, right?
Yep.
Simeon and Levi, the next two, we know that they're violent. They're probably the ones that are saying, let's kill him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and so there's Joseph, you know, he's his dad's favorite wife, beautiful Rachel's son, his idol.
Yeah.
So we have all this. We've talked about this before, right? So under Judah's calculating mind, he says, well, let's sell him. Let's get some money from this. Silver plays a big part in the story.
Keeps on
coming up.
Yep.
So they sell him for silver, and he finds himself a slave going down to Egypt. And that's going down to Egypt is always a bad thing, okay,
mm-hmm.
because Egypt is a symbol of the world.
Yeah.
And so to go into Egypt is like, wow, it's kind of like how we would use some sort of a modern equivalent. It's kind of like finding yourself out in the streets of New York City after living in Montana or something. I don't know, but you're a slave, right?
Yeah.
And so this world that was swirling around him was so foreign to him.
Sure, yeah.
On top of no longer being in control of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the scary thing.
Yeah, so suddenly his whole world is turned completely upside down.
Right.
If you can, you know, put yourself in that position.
If you can imagine his thought processes as he's being led to Egypt.
Yeah.
Right. So this is what we have here. He grew up assuming that the world turns around him. But when you think about it, that's not much different from most of us, right?
At least exactly.
In our culture, right? The world revolves around me.
Around me, yep. That's it.
And now, even in a tighter way, because the world revolves around me and my cell phone, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we get even that much more abstract from reality, right? Yeah.
And looking for likes and making sure you're doing the right thing online, in social media. Yeah, sure. It's definitely,
right.
It's worse now.
Right. Yeah. So how do you escape out of your own ego, right? Really?
Right. Okay. And you can't see it.
And you're really, the ego becomes a tyrant, okay? You're really enslaved, but we don't know. We think we're free, but we're not.
Yeah.
So it takes a real jolt. And certainly Joseph got a jolt, right?
Sure did.
But what he's going to learn is the truth about himself. And as we embrace the truth, we become humble. Mm-hmm. And humility is everything.
Yes, very important.
So young and proud of his favored position with his father, his glorious future, which he had already fantasized about, all goes down the drain. And as St. Bernard of Clairvaux says, if you want to be humble, you have to be willing to be humiliated, Danny. Uh-huh. How many of us want to be humiliated?
None of us.
None of us. That's hard, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah.
So Joseph's situation was extremely tenuous at this point. He's completely dehumanized when you think about it. With a slave, I mean, you're a property.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
So Joseph's situation was extremely tenuous at this point. He's completely dehumanized when you think about it. A slave. I mean, you're a property.
Yeah.
He went from being
top of the pile, pretty much.
Top of the pile. And so is, you know, his worth was calculated by silver, silver coin. So we find himself powerless. And it's a good place to be. It really is. If we really get a sense of, you know, we really don't have any power. And that we really need to trust in God. And I'm sure that that's what really, in the end, in his ordeal, he learns. He learns to really lean on God, real hard, as we shall see.
Mm-hmm. It's always hard if you don't have any reason to lean on God. It's hard to get there. It's when I get knocked down.
Yeah,
I have
the
that
more
realization.
We're caught up in our illusions of power, our illusions that we are in control, the illusion that our little tight world around us is our reality and that I'm king of it and what have you, this, the more we're lost, right? And so it's an illusion. This whole thing is just of power and control, just an illusion. And God is really taking that away from him. And if he ever does that for us, it's always a good thing, Danny.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's hard.
Right. If he loves us, and sometimes it just takes a lot of pain, a lot of pain to come to the truth. And certainly this is what happened with Joseph.
Yeah, there's certainly a refining that happens there with all that heat, right?
Right.
Yeah, all that pain.
Yeah, so this happened for him in his youth. It happens to all of us, though, naturally. I do a lot of work with older people, you know. This story's for older people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole drama of getting old is relinquishing power.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, you're not far from having your kids take the keys away from you. What are you going to do?
They've probably already tried, and I just don't even know.
Right. You know, you won't be able to drive your cute little Cooper around
That's
anymore,
right,
you know?
Can't even imagine that.
That's right.
Yes, you know? The loss of all of those things that I love to do.
Yeah.
That's going to be humiliating.
So, you know, God deals with us in two ways. One, Jesus invites us to carry our cross and to follow him, which is something we do. Okay. Yeah. There are things we can do in our life to help us free ourselves from our illusions. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what penance is about. That's what Lent is about. Self-denial that Jesus always is talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there are things that which we can't quite touch ourselves. We're not able to because we don't see it. Jesus has to sort of step in and take over on the operation table, right? So that's something that divinely he does. And we'll talk more about that as well as we go further. So this whole story here is here to help us as we think through the whole issues of our formation. Okay, they're not just history stories, not just something that, an entertaining sort of thing. That's just a history thing. You know, it's a soul thing.
Sure. It's not outside of me. It's part of me.
Right.
And if I can look at these stories, and really that's what Deep Dive into Scripture has done for me, is it's really helped me to look at this.
Yeah.
All these stories used to be just stories and history in a new way. It's much more of dwelling in.
Yeah. And it helps us to make sense, of our life. You know, when things go wrong or bad or whatever, we often just sort of, why me, God, right?
Sure. Why do bad things happen to good people? I mean, that's the...
And I'm a good people, right?
Yeah, right.
Joseph thought he was a good people, but in reality, we've seen that things weren't all that great with him, because he was suffering from spiritual pride and arrogance and in his own little world.
Yeah.
Can we call that good?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing that, you said that this story is not just for young people. It's really for all people.
Right.
And I look at it as a person who's almost as old as you. I mean, I'm only 1 year younger, but I look at it as a real aid, a real help to me to be mature, to become much more mature in my later years and to try and figure out where am I going? What is it that I should be doing? What should I be like as a person who's a more mature person?
Well, you're a patriarch of a family, Danny.
Ah, yes, right.
I mean, think about it. You know,
it's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're Jacob in a sense. Okay.
Oh boy.
Right. you love your kids, right?
Yeah.
You want the best for them, right?
Yep.
And when you see all this stuff going on underneath, you say, "Lord, have mercy."
Yeah. Right. And
well, anyways, I think we've probably said enough about this today, don't you think?
Good, okay. So where? Just tell me this. Where do we leave Joseph at the end of this story? Is he in Egypt? Is he in prison?
Well, he's
yet,
on his way to Egypt.
Okay, so
right?
He's still
and
moving.
Then we're going to talk in the next two podcasts about Judah. Okay,
yes, right.
In 38, and why chapter 38 is there, and this story here is not resumed to chapter 39.
Ah, yes, right.
Where we find him in Egypt.
Yes,
in Potiphar's house.
Okay, man, great stories. Looking forward to it.
God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.